things get a little more complicated there because you have to loosen up the D and the G string in order to get your tool up in there and be able to turn it. Because if you try doing it while the guitar is fully tuned, you can end up either breaking the D or the G string, or you end up, the tool will end up ripping the, you know, tearing the wrapping on the string. Now on those, the same deal, capo across the, first thing you do is capo across the fret, push the, you know, leave the strings all tuned, push down the E string at the 20th fret, run your feeler gauge, and if things need to be kneaded, then you're going to have, you have to loosen the D and the G string pretty loose. Get in there, turn your nut a little bit, retune, always retune after you tune the, after you turn the nut. It's better, it's always smart to retune so you have that tension on the neck, because the tuning's going to change when you start turning the nut, because as the neck starts bowing forward, depending on how you're doing it, if you're bowing it forward or if you're bringing the bow out, it's going to change the tuning. And the best thing to do, I usually don't bother, if I don't have to loosen any of the strings to adjust the neck, I don't bother retuning until after. But yeah, if you got the kind that's up in the hole at the bottom of the neck, you have to loosen the D and G string. I make it sound kind of complicated, but it's not. It's easy.